He's above all. And He's mindful of you. Loves you so dearly. And wants to touch you tonight. Even in when His glory comes, everything that's contrary has to leave. Every sickness, every disease. It can't exist when His glory is here. And so even at home, as the glory of God is in your home, every sickness and every disease leaves your body in Jesus' name. Every anxious mind, be still. Every deaf ear has to come open when the glory is here. Man can do nothing, but God comes and does everything. And all He desires is for you to yield and to surrender. That's all our God desires, is for us as His children to come to the place where we just yield to Him. We're not interested about what we still have to do after this time, or what we have to do next week, or what's happening around us, or what the person next to me might think if you're in this venue. But He desires for you just to surrender, just to yield everything that you are to Him. And it's in that you position yourself to be transformed, to be changed, to be set ablaze. But He'll never overstep your surrender. God will never overstep your free will. He has given us the mystery of a free will where we decide. Where we come to the place where we say, oh God, I want a touch from You. Where we come to the place where we take our hearts and we present it to Him. Where we take our name and all that we are, and we just lay it down. You know, the word has come forth so powerfully tonight. And there's a decision that all of us have to make, is whom will we serve in this hour? And I believe with all my heart, even as I prepared, God spoke to my heart and He said, I'm calling My people out. See, now, young people, hear what I say, you in this venue and you at home. There's a call to complete consecration. To be consecrated unto Him. Set apart for His purposes. Set apart for His will. His name. His will. His word. And He's calling us tonight. He's calling us out from where we once were. From that place where you're so focused on what everybody else thinks about you, or what your family members are saying about you, or everything that's happening around you in the natural. Tonight, God Himself, by His Spirit, is calling you out. Even as Joshua said in chapter 3 unto the Israelites, consecrate yourselves unto the Lord, for tomorrow you shall see God do wonders. If you want to see the wonders of God, the requirement is consecration. Complete dedication and devotion to Him. It's the dynamic life God is calling us to, young people. It doesn't matter what your age is. God will use 12-year-olds to shake nations in this hour when they're consecrated to God. What does that mean? It means to be set apart completely for Him, for His purposes. Set apart from the world. And this is what God is calling every single one of us to. And I believe He's convicting every heart tonight. Even as Shantae preached that powerful word, I began to feel His presence so strong as she spoke. And God's convicting our heart tonight by the Spirit to consecrate ourselves completely to Him. Where there's nothing left of us, it's just Him. Where His presence becomes our utmost priority. You may take your seat. Let the Lord touch you. He's calling you to move away from what everybody else thinks about you and being run by all of that. I feel that so strong tonight. And He's calling us unto Himself. We serve a God who never changes. Even amidst circumstances that are always changing, even amidst situations that are always altering, our God is consistent. Our God never changes. What does that mean for us as His children? It means that I can count on Him. It means that I can rest in who He is. Because who He is today, He is tomorrow. Who He is today, He will be forever. He never ever changes. He remains loving. His grace remains sufficient. His thoughts towards every single one of you, every single one of you, never changes. Even when we don't deserve it. And as I was spending time with the Lord this past week, He spoke so powerfully into my heart, and I wrote everything down. And I heard His voice so clear. And He said to me, "Now, I'm calling them out. I'm calling them out." See, He's calling His true sons and daughters out. Out from what? Out from amongst the status quo. Out from amongst the world. We're in this world, man. We preached this last week, Friday, but we're not of this world. But too often, we're so worried about what the world is doing that we start to look like the world. But tonight, by the Holy Ghost, He is calling us to completely consecrate ourselves unto Him. See, consecration is so key and so vital and so imperative. It's a mark of them that are called out. It's a mark. It's branded upon them that are called out. We are the ecclesia. We are the church of Jesus Christ. We are the called out ones. He has called you not to fit in with everybody else. He has called you not to be like everybody else. In fact, He's called us to be like Him. For as He is, so are we. I no longer live. He lives in me. And this life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. And you see, I want you to know, young people, you watching at home, our online family, consecration is a decision that only you can make. It's a choice that only we can make to completely devote oneself to Him. See, the call of a believer is not just every now and then, but the life of a believer is to daily devotion to Him. Daily devotion unto Him. Every day that you wake up, your heart's cry should be, "God, I give all that I am to You. You increase, I decrease. You're everything. Your will, not my will, because you're not just my Savior, but you're my Lord. So that means whatever you say is not up for debate. It's yes and it's amen. Your instruction, it's not a debate that I get to have with you, but your instruction is, it's everything to me. It's what keeps me pure, the Bible says in Psalm 119. It's what keeps me firm. It's what keeps me steadfast. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Word of God needs to become everything to you every single day. This needs to be our desire, no matter how we might be feeling. Feelings come and feelings go. But His Word will always be the same. His character will never shift. It's consistent. His promises are still yes and still amen. They never alter, they never change. But the fundamental thing every single one of us has to come to understand as followers of Christ Jesus, as His disciples, as a part of the church of Jesus Christ, who is in this hour still building His church, and the gates of hell in 2021, whether we're in level 1, level 2, or level 3, or level 4, or level 5, or whatever it might be, however many waves of COVID there's been, however many things there's been happening, He is still building His church. And He said, amongst the gates of hell, they shall still not prevail. God is still building His church in this hour, and the gates of hell will not prevail against Him. Hallelujah. The last time I checked, you're part of the body of Christ, which means the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. But only you decide if you're part of that body. Only you decide. See, many Christians are Christians by confession, but not by demonstration. See, John 3:16 in your Instagram bio doesn't get you into heaven. John 3:16 tattooed on your left wrist doesn't get you into heaven. A life that is dedicated to Christ, a life that is called upon the name of the Lord, who has believed it in their heart, confessed it with their mouth, and every single day is walking in obedience, is fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost, is walking in power, is completely devoted unto Him. Those are the righteous ones. And the Bible says, it shall be well for the righteous. Those are the ones who are completely consecrated unto God, who will look upon Him and He will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't know about you, but that's all I desire to hear. See, even this last week, let me be very transparent with every single one of you. I don't stand up here as some robot, but God has been convicting my heart to get back to the basics of He, who He is and what He has called me to do. So often we get involved or so focused and make these temporary things our priority, where they've got no eternal value, where they don't actually, God won't even say well done on that. It's almost a waste of our time. But so often our priority is these things. It's got no eternal value, but there are souls that walk past us every single day. There's young people that you pass every single day. There's adults that need Christ Jesus. And us, as His church, as His disciples, we carry the hope of glory. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to not just be in you, rest upon you, but the Holy Spirit wants to work through you. But you determine that. You determine whether you will go where He tells you to go, do what He tells you to do, say what He tells you to say. See, I believe that we are in the times, in this final hour, where we'll once again say, even as it said in Acts chapter 2, what you are now seeing was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that in these last days, saith God, I shall pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. See, God pours out His Spirit for purpose. the Spirit of God is poured out in this hour of time upon His people for a purpose, to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the way of truth. Praise the Lord. I was ugly crying tonight. When He becomes everything to you, nothing else matters. When a touch from God is all that you desire, everything about how you look or what people are thinking about you becomes a mere nothing. I desire every time I come into the house of God to be touched so radically that I leave different. I leave sounding different. I leave changed, transformed, more hungry than I've ever been before. Lift up your hands in this place and you at home. Even right now, God, begin to touch every hungry heart. Convict their heart that in this hour they are the light of the world. That they're not here to be hidden, but they're here to burn. Because the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. It cannot overcome it. It cannot extinguish it. For where light is, darkness cannot stay. Let your light shine in this hour. You at home, our online family, lift your hands. This is the hour to let your light shine. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And it's not you, it's who you carry. It's who you carry. For the Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 3 that He is the life, and His life brought light to everything. His word is the light. And when His word gets on the inside of you, it empowers you to become the light of the world. And where you go, you carry that reality. Where you go, you represent the kingdom of light. And where the kingdom of light is, the kingdom of darkness has to leave. See, when you walk into a room and it's dark and you switch on that switch, darkness doesn't get to ask to stay. It has to leave. And you see the called out ones in this hour, those who are completely consecrated unto God, those who are completely devoted unto Him, those who are built upon the book of instruction, which is the Word of God, those who are built upon the very Bible, the word that never changes, that remains the same, those are the ones that will be called out in this hour. Those are the ones that God will use you to shake your school. God will use you to shake your university. God will use you to shake the place where you work. See, even as it says in the book of Joshua, choose ye this day, whom shall you serve? As for me, my house, we will serve God. And it's a decision every single one of us has to make. To be a called out one in this hour is a choice. And there's an active action that has to take place. You've got to step out from where you once were and step into all that He has for you. But to step out means that you're going to leave what's behind. Just as Peter stepped out of the boat, just as Daniel prayed unto God because he was more worried about pleasing God than pleasing people,
just as the three Hebrew boys refused to bow, they would rather burn for Christ.
Just as Paul refused to stay silent when everybody else was running in terror. See, to be a called out one in this hour, young people, there's a decision that every single one of us has to make. And it's simply two things. And I've made mention of it already. To completely consecrate yourself unto God. To completely give all that you are. And that's a decision we've got to make in our heart. I give you everything, Lord. Every day I give you all that I am. Every day I present my life to you. I am a living sacrifice. Use me for your glory. And then the next decision, the second thing, is to be built upon the book of instruction, which is the word of God. In this hour, the word is what will lift you above everything that's happening around you. The word of God has the power to supernaturally lift you up, so that when everything else around you is happening, you're supernaturally seated above. But understand that the only way you will access that reality of the word, of what the Bible says, is by revelation of it, which comes by the Holy Ghost. See, every day as you consecrate yourself unto God, as I open up my Bible, whatever time it might be, wherever it might be, I ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, precious Spirit of God, reveal your word to my heart today. Reveal who it is that you are. Show me. Give me an instruction. And as you position yourself in that place, he will reveal such wonderful truths to you. And revelation is what will bring transformation to your life. But revelation comes by you deciding every single day, I serve God. I want his word. I don't want the world. I want who he says I am. I want to be who he says I am, rather. I just want his presence. But you see, and this is so important to realize, and it's the simplicity of the gospel. The gospel is not complicated. It's in itself simple, but so powerful. That the good news of Jesus Christ always comes down to a decision. Whether you receive it and you operate in it, or whether you reject it and do your own thing. See, you must make up your mind, young people, you at home and you that's in this venue. Every single day, he must be your priority. Every single day, he must be your Lord. Not just your Savior, but your Lord. Every single day, your heart's desire needs to be, God, you're all that I want. God, tell me, show me someone that I can reach. See, that's what the gospel is. And that's what I always find myself coming back to, no matter how much I preach. See, there's nothing, you go to these other places and you hear feel-good messages and you hear a whole lot of motivation. That's not the gospel. The gospel is this. For God so loved the world. It's the gospel. Jesus came to die for you and for me. And them that accept him, them that call upon his name, then they are given the responsibility. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel.